You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, it's tough, but it's part of the job, right? That's why we signed up to play quarterback. I feel like I'm getting better, you know, experiencing, you know, having stuff in your face. You gotta be able to play. You know, it's part of the quarterback position. You know, you can't just say, you know, there's pressure, I can't do my job. You know, that's why quarterbacks... It's a tough position to come by, so you know it's good for me, and I'm just going to keep working and getting better at that.
How do you feel physically? I mean, you took some shots.
Yeah, neck's a little sore, you know, a little whiplash, but you know I'll be all right.
Zach, was there a jump in play speed, intensity, anything that you could clearly feel at the beginning of this game versus preseason games?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give those guys credit. You know, they're flying around, they're doing a good job on defense. You know, breaking on balls, all that kind of thing. You know, but really, I felt like I was seeing the field well, you know, even early on, you know, when we struggled a little bit, felt like I was seeing what I was supposed to be seeing. And I just felt like we were just, you know, a little bit short on execution, you know, just some of the details overall. And, you know, I got to clean that up. And us as a team, you know, we got to, you know, just get back in, watch the film and do better next week.
Does that happen on the interception?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, you know, I wasn't mad about the read. It was just not a great throw. I see the dude right there, right? And I got to put the ball over the top of him, and we got a route coming in behind him. You know, it is tight, you know, so obviously don't force things, you know, but really I just got to make a better throw right there. Can't let him get a hand on it, you know, or get to my check down there.
Zach, that last sack you took late, how shaken up were you by that, and what do you think you showed two plays later coming back and throwing that?
Yeah, I was fine, you know, but sometimes, you know, I don't think people feel like, you know, it's like I hit by a truck for a second. You know, sometimes you gotta, you know, catch your breath and, you know, take a deep breath and understand we're still in it. You just gotta stand up and keep going, you know. So I was fine, just got the wind knocked out of me a little bit, and then we were able to, you know, go down and execute.
Were they doing anything pre-snap or anything like that to kind of disguise some of their pressure packages that they were bringing when they were able to kind of come inside a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we knew on third down we were gonna get pressure. We knew what they were going to bring, and you know, I feel like we were seeing it well. We just got to execute, and you know, I got to do a better job of getting the ball out of my hands faster, and you know, we got to, you know, just keep getting better at picking some of those up. And you know, I wouldn't say we didn't know what they were doing though. You know, they tried to disguise certain things, but I felt like we had a good idea of what was going on.
Describe the range of emotions on your first NFL TD pass to Corey. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great play, but then you look back and you see Kai.
Yeah, it's rough, you know, kind of kills the whole play a little bit, and, you know, you hope he's doing okay. I'm not even sure what was going on, you know, it was the heat of the moment. We had to go back out there for another play, and so, you know, of course, my prayers are with him, and, you know, everyone else, you know, got dinged up or hurt today. You know, I hope he's doing all right, because it sucks to see your left tackle out.
Later in the second half, it's an offensive movement at a much better pace. What was the biggest difference? You know, first half, we got struggled a little bit more, but, you know, where you were able to put up points, but the yard thing that
really, I think it just comes down to the NFL. It's just, you know, every series is kind of a new series. It's like a new game almost. And, you know, even early on when things were struggling, I felt like we were so close to, you know, having that play or, you know, one guy does this a little better, I get that out a little bit faster, you know, throw a better ball here, you know, then I felt like we were going to be going. And so I feel like it was really just settling in, honing in on the details, and then just focusing on execution.
Zach, a little bit of gamesmanship. We found out, like, a little before kickoff that the Panthers linebackers changed their numbers. Does that have any effect on you at all?
No, I mean, right, they're still linebackers. You still see them standing there, and you kind of just, you know, you put it in your mind, you see 7-4 back there. You understand they're linebackers, they're big dudes, and, you know, their safeties were 21 and 30 and 31. So, you know, you're not confusing, you know, who's playing where at that point. But, you know, it's good to be aware of those.
Robert Sala was saying that he thinks that most of your games are going to come down to one possession games in the fourth quarter. I assume he's told you guys that. But at 16-0 in the second half, you actually feel that this game is within reach?
Of course. Man, every game is. Even if it was 40-0, You know, you got to approach every single series like you got a chance to come back. You know, that's why we do this. You know, we're all competitors, and no one out here is thinking, oh, you know, game's over, let's move on to next week. You know, if you're a competitor, you're not going to take that. You got to just keep coming back every single series. So, you know, especially 16-0, I mean, you've seen how quick some teams can score. And so that situation, we just got to, you know, get the guys going a little bit, get some energy, and then execute.
I appreciate you probably need to watch the film to get a full grasp of what happened protection-wise. But do you have any feel for what caused some of those issues today?
No, I'm not entirely sure. You know, you got to give credit to Carolina. They got some good pass rushers up front. And, you know, I think we just got to settle in, you know, some of those first game things. And, you know, the O-line, we got a great O-line. Those guys are going to go back and they're going to do their thing and they're going to get better this week in practice. And, you know, we're going to make it work.
Pick up more? Are you disappointed as an offense that you guys weren't able to run the ball a little bit better today?
No, I wouldn't say disappointed. I mean, I got all the faith and trust in the world in our run game, you know, our scheme, everything we're doing. And like I said, I think the run game came down to the little details as well, you know. And when you guys watch, it just looks like a, you know, a big scramble of dudes, you know, but it's very organized as far as, you know, who's going to who, you know, what movements, you know, all that kind of thing. And so when we get back in the film room, you know, there's going to be a lot of good opportunities for these guys to learn on how we can improve in that run game.
Is there a part of you, maybe a big part of you that says, okay, I see what it is now, first game.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. I think every game I'm going to keep learning. You know, talking to, you know, Rodgers a little bit ago as well, like he's in year 17, it's like he's still learning. Every single game, it's like you're always going to be learning. So it's like, how quickly can I just keep learning? And every game there's going to be something new, and I just need to keep settling in and, you know, going through my keys and what I'm looking at.
Last one from Dan.
How big a challenge is the first half of week one? I know it's your first NFL season, but you're a film junkie. You're watching a ton of film. But
you,
in a lot of ways, you have no idea what they're
going to
do.
Yeah, you know, I feel like you just, you know, you get hints here and there of, you know, what they're going to do, and you got to be able just to go in there and execute. And then there is a part of playing quarterback where you're not, you know, these guys tonight threw stuff at us that, you know, maybe we weren't expecting. And you expect that, you know, it doesn't catch you off guard. You just have to react to what you see. Not everything is, you know, put on paper is, you know, hey, this is exactly what we're getting. You know, you got to react to what you see. And you know, there's only so many coverages, so many blitzes teams can do, and you got to be able to react to all of them.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.